My name is Elaine Ní Chuilíneán, and I'm going to read a poem called An Imperfect Enclosure for Nan O'Nagle. She was out in all weathers. She was tired. Someone gave her a chair in a shop, rested, and then away in the street on the move. The house she built first, giving on the street, could she close up doors and windows on that side? It would be noticed as a convent. She asked to be buried in the common cemetery. They broke through the wall of the nun's graveyard and slipped her coffin inside, but she would not stay. So they built her a stone tomb nearer to Cove Lane and opened a latch at one end so hands can touch the coffin. That poem was written about the 18th century philanthropist and foundress Nan O'Nagle, who opened schools for poor children, Catholic children, in Cork when that was illegal. So she spent her working life getting away from the provisions of the penal laws. But when I read her life, I discovered that she was also getting away from or trying to get around the preference of the Catholic Church, which was for religious women to be locked up and closed. And she had some support at the time from clergy, and one of them wrote that perfect enclosure is not possible in Ireland, and I own I should not wish to have it introduced. So the poem is about her not wanting to be enclosed after her death, and how even now you can open the latch on her tomb and touch her coffin.